you know, we're actually pretty well served by the Olympic Delivery Authority in terms of what they are delivering for the Games in 2012.
Yeah.
You know, and there is no doubt we're not going to have an Athens situation.
Yeah.
You know, everything's going to be ready a year ahead of the Games. So we're going to have the opportunity to test everything thoroughly. Everything's going to work very well. But then you're going to have a year or so whilst they do the knockdown and the transformation of the park. Obviously, a number of temporary venues there. The park has to have a further investment to make it kind of fit for purpose as a public park.
Yeah.
They're expecting to have the majority of the park and the first venues open by spring 2013, which is really the point where I think OPLC takes over. And then they're talking about the Olympic Village, you know, will be occupied sometime in 2013 and then towards into 2014, things like, you know, the aquatic centre and the stadium and so on being reopened in their you know, final form as public venues. What we don't want at the end of the day is to have a situation that's sort of analogous to what happened in Canary Wharf, where you've got this wonderful development and then you look across the A13 and you've just got, you know, really poor community that isn't benefiting from that development. We need to make sure that the local community does benefit, and you know, we exploit the opportunity. The spotlight is only going to be on this area for another couple of years. You know, we'll move on after that. We need to make sure that we do capture the interest that's here now. If you like, our efforts are around what happens outside the Olympic Park, and I suppose two key things. One is making sure that we've got connections into the Olympic Park and that the quality of those connections is appropriate. So these are primarily walking and cycling connections, but also improving some of the public transport interchanges. So just to give you an example, in Hackney Wick, we're investing in some of the routes through from Victoria Park through to Hackney across into the western side of the Olympic Park. So as soon as the bridges are opened up, we've got these new paths leading into the Olympic Park, so it's well connected, so people can access it easily. Around the station, we're improving the station because it's actually a very poor station.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually handle many people at the moment. It will handle a lot more people. And the other thing that we're doing is improving the public realm. So we're investing in Stratford High Street at the moment to bring up the quality of the public realm in Stratford High Street to help with the sort of placemaking agenda. And we're trying to ensure that areas outside the Olympic Park also come up at the same time as the Olympic Park or ahead of the Olympic Park. So some of these areas, which at the moment are rather run down old industrial areas, like around Bromley by Bow and Sugar House Lane immediately south of the Olympic Park, actually working with investors to assemble those sites, to get rid of the derelict buildings there, to clear the sites and to secure planning permission for redevelopment for mixed use, which is, as I say, residential mixed use, but including employment space and retail and leisure activities and so on.